aired. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster as we chronicle what's going on financially in our nation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are just on the edge of a terrible financial collapse. And certainly the market was down almost 300 points when I last looked at it. Now, you have to understand that the market is manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. And sometimes they're at the last 5 or 10 minutes of the day where they'll run the market back up again. And did they do that today, Bob?
Yeah, they try to, but unfortunately for the elitists, the market was down just under 300 points, and it really should have been down more. And the reason for that is Bank of America reported earnings that were absolutely atrocious. I mean, they were 20 times what the experts expected. I mean, the whole thing the rig is in, and besides that, what happened is that a report, the stress test report, was leaked through one of the news services, and 16 of the major 19 banks in the United States are insolvent.
Well, we've got a real problem, because what they should do is treat the major banks like they do the minor banks. If a minor bank is insolvent, the FDIC takes it over and sells it off, and they should be doing that with our major banks, because they're the ones who created the problem. In fact, I have never understood, Bob, when the major banks wrote all these derivative contracts that guaranteed the income on these fraudulent bonds, why haven't companies throughout the world demand payment from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase? I mean, why aren't these banks being required to fulfill their derivative obligations?
A conspiracy to deceive.
Amen to that.
They're all in on it, and you know, you and Stan, you Stan and I have known this for 50 years.
Well,
we're fortunate that we lasted this long, so that we can tell people what we learned during those years. You and I, and Ed Griffith, and Alan Stang, and Gary Allen, who's gone. You know, we were the troopers in those days. And we've got a lot to tell people, and fortunately, many and many more are listening, and they're learning what's being done to them, because we understand what these people are up to.
I met Ed Griffin in December of 1962. He was up at my house giving a presentation for the Bird Society, and really one of the most amazing talks I'd ever heard. In fact, I still use one or two of the phrases that Ed used that night, and so it's been a long, about 47 years since that time, but we're still here, and I think it's so vitally important for the American people to understand that the banks have intentionally created this problem. I mean, they've dried up credit, they've actually, you know, they've increased the interest rate, so if you're a major corporation, you want to borrow money, you're paying 10 or even 15% on that. I mean, there's no way you can make money if you're paying 15% interest on the capital you're working with. But I think more and more banks are going to come down. What is the earnings reports that are coming down from the major corporations? They're supposed to be coming in now.
Well, what they've done, the FASB, which is the Financial Standard Accounting Board, they had designated that all companies would have to mark to market securities and things of value. And the administration, via the power behind government, instructed them, you better not do that. Change the rules back to mark to model. Now, what does all that mean?
All right, hold that. You're going to have to tell the people when we get back.
Okay.
Because, of course, it's another fraud to deceive the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. And we talk about what is really going on today. Bob was just saying somebody had leaked a copy of the so-called stress test on the 19 major banks in the United States. And, of course, they don't want people to know. 16 of them are, for all intents and purposes, insolvent. These are the major banks, which, of course, they should treat just like all the other banks. They should, if your local bank is insolvent, the FDIC comes in on Friday night, seizes the bank, seizes the assets, distributes the assets, either operates the bank, gives it to somebody else who can operate it. But with the large banks, they should simply dismantle them because they have intentionally created this whole financial crisis. Why? Because, of course, the people who control them are deeply involved in the occult. They want to destroy the economy of this nation, in fact, the whole world economy, to bring about this one world government. That's what Henry Kissinger says. We've got two alternatives. Either we join the new international order, or it's going to be chaos. Well, I think maybe we're going to join the international order and there's still going to be chaos. But Bob was just explaining to us this concept of mark to market or mark to, what's the other one? Mark to what?
Model.
Mark to model. So what is that really all about? It's a confusing
term. Well, mark to market is if you have a security in your portfolio and in all these banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms have lots of them. And you would go to the market and get the last trade on that day, the reporting day, and you would enter it in, and you would say that General Motors 8% subordinated debentures last traded at 65 instead of $1,000 or $650 instead of $1,000. And you would mark your inventory of those bonds which you own to that market price. And so you would say your portfolio in General Motors bonds for that issue would be, if you bought them at par, down 35%, and each bond would be worth $650. Now, what government has said in their pressure with the FASB is that, oh, we couldn't do that. We're in crisis. You've got to change the rules or the whole system will come down. Well, the whole system is going to come down anyway, but they change the rules. And they mark to what they call model. Very often it's called mark to myth, M-Y-T-H, like it doesn't exist. So in this bond, if that bond had not been trading for a long time or there was
hold,
no market
hold,
for that
hold that
bond,
thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Bob is talking about the grading of bonds or various assets that the banks have. What is mark to market? In other words, what is this asset really worth? I've got a bond here. I bought it for $1,000. It's worth $650. I put that in, but that doesn't make my bottom line look very good, and my investors might be concerned. So why don't we just lie about it instead of what they're really worth? That we'd call mark to, you call it myth or what?
Mark to model or mark to
myth. Mark to model, okay. Of course,
and
model
and so,
of myth.
So let's say that these General Motors bonds weren't trading and hadn't been trading for some time. The company, the bank, the brokerage firm, the insurance company, the corporation that owned these could say, well, we think that they're worth 90 cents in the dollar, not 65. So that's the value we're going to put on them. And that is one of the ways. That's a trillion between the two of them.
Right, and basically,
I mean, if there's industry in particular and in banking that is absolutely rotten to the core, no modern nation has ever acted in this manner. Terrible. And if you have money in the stock market, with the exception of gold and silver shares, you better get out. We get our subscribers out at 14,000. We've been meeting new people all the way down and getting them out. And getting them into gold and silver-related assets, and that's the only way you can protect yourself. And so we saw a major rally in gold.
Well, there's a fellow named Walter Burian who actually talks about that, and I actually went down and got one from my local county, and I looked at it. And it was the money, as you say, set aside for pensions, set aside for health care benefits, a certain amount of money set aside in case they had a catastrophic event and the whole economic system collapsed so they could at least pay salaries temporarily. But I didn't see a tremendous amount of money there that could be readily used unless we want to take away the pensions and health care benefits from our retired public employees, which probably down the line they're going to do anyway. But I don't think there's anywhere near the amount of money, or no money, but that's really readily available that could meet our financial problems. But people keep talking about it, and I think it's just simply to keep idle minds busy, is my impression. What about you, Bob?
Yes, maybe. I'm not totally convinced that it's not true, but I have no evidence that it is true.
All right.
And when I looked into it, I come up to the same conclusion you have. So I don't think it's something that we should spend a lot of time on, because we've answered it several times on the program. And I think it's unfair to keep on going over it again. Perhaps if they can come up with more evidence or something, then you can talk about it.
All right,
there's
fine.
Other, issues like the announcement today that Zimbabwe's central bank raided private accounts to prop up their government, particularly the ministries. And, having lived in Salisbury for 3 years, I'm pretty familiar with Zimbabwe and what goes on there. And you can expect more of the same.
Well, of course, the thing is, Bob, is there very much money there? I mean, the money is totally worthless, is my understanding. Are these deposits in dollars or in South African rand? Because certainly they said they nobody has any money in the bank in Zimbabwe currency. I mean, it loses its value about every hour. And, of course, it got up to 186 trillion percent inflation a year. So these must be hard money accounts. But how can the government simply take people's money away from them and just go into their bank accounts and pull out the money?
Well, governments can do anything they want. And I suspect that that's what the United States government and many other governments are going to do before this is all over. And that's why everybody should have gold and silver coins in part to put away so the government can't get their hands on them. That's why government in the United States is demanding and getting cooperation from governments all over the world when people open up accounts who are an American. They want all the, detailed information that they can get on the person, and they force them to turn that information over to the U.S. government. And the reason for that is that they want to be able to track everybody's money. So when it's time to steal it all, they'll have a record on everybody and know where it all is, and they'll say, either turn it in or we'll come and take it. This is what they're up to. They think the money belongs to them.
Well, my impression is that,
not the citizen.
My impression is they're probably going to take the money that's in the pension funds as well. After all, I mean, that is all tax deferred, so why shouldn't they be able to take it? Aren't they more capable of managing it than us common people?
Of course. They are the anointed ones. They are the disciples of Lucifer.
Well, I think it's...
So they know everything.
Well, I think it's interesting that that's exactly what they did in Argentina, and I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't contemplating it doing it in many nations throughout the world, because government has to have money to be able to continue to oppress the people. Well, Bob, anything else new and exciting that you think we should bring out to our listeners?
Well, I find it been interesting that China and India have asked the IMF to sell its entire holdings of gold to raise money for funding poor nations. Now, I never knew that...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapin. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob Chapman was just saying that China and India had recently asked the IMF to sell all of its gold holdings so that money could be given to poor nations. Now, Bob was beginning to say he never knew that China and India were that really worried about the other poor nations in the world, and I just wondered if maybe they want to get their hands on the IMF gold. Did that thought cross your mind, Bob?
Well, of course, and, you know, China has killed 1 billion of their own people since 1948. You know, useless eaters, and of course they've had a ceiling on how many children people can have. A very despotic, repressive society, run by a bunch of murderers. And India has an oligarchy, and that controls the money in that country. And so, why would they be worried about what's going on in other poor countries when they get plenty of problems at home? But you're right. The IMF has holdings of about $100 billion and that are pledged to them. And China and India want the gold. It's as simple as that. And they're going to dump their dollars on the IMF in order to get the gold that the IMF has been pledged. And so that's what they're after. They want to get rid of their dollars.
And I'm sure this is absolutely right. Of course, we know that China has suddenly begun stockpiling strategic metals like copper and nickel and steel and iron, the things that you would need in preparation for a war. Everybody says, of course, they're doing this so it will facilitate production down the line. I think they're preparing for war. I think they know the war is coming. They just can't let the American people know that. Well, Bob, before we get any further, I want you to get out your telephone number, your website, so people will know how they can get in touch with you. And we want to mention, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Bob, why don't you get the number and the website out?
And if you'd like to get a free introductory copy of the International Forecaster, and which we publish.